Hi, and welcome to Let It Off Your Chest podcast with Daniel. Here, I'll be sharing thoughts, ideas, and stories, and I believe you're going to enjoy them. Let's go! Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It's Daniel here again, and it's the 12th day in the month of May, 2023, and it's 19 days to the end of May. And the reason why I'm giving this countdown is because June is the next month. And June is like my best month of the year for obvious reasons. One, it's my birth month. Two, it's the birth month of the podcast as well. It's also the month where I have a series that is dear to me. Okay. And I think this is the right time for me to talk about what we'll be doing this June before we get into the main episode for today. So for the past 2 years, I've had the My Friends Wanna Share series every June, and the past two seasons I've had friends who are my age mates or close to my age, and it has been a wonderful time with these people. We have learned a thing or two, we have learned amazing things, we have laughed. There was even a time Reginald talked about one time where she was sick and she vomited spaghetti through her nose, and I know I just had to bring that back, but I'm just letting you know that we have had a wonderful time for the past 2 years on the My Friends on the Share series. And this year, we would be doing things differently. And if you are in my close circle, say you have my number, you would have seen I've posted something about it. And this year, we're doing something themed next gen. And honestly, I am very, very excited, and I'm looking forward to what everybody is going to listen to throughout the month of June this year. Next Gen is basically a fresh crop of people who would be sharing stuff. Yes, they are who we call the Gen Zs. They are the Gen Zs. And there are a lot of conversations that people have about Gen Zs, about them just being about the vibe, being about cruise, being about enjoyment, fun and stuff, that people do not notice or realize that, oh, these people also have stuff. These people can actually contribute important stuff to society. And that is what I plan to showcase with Next Gen. It's not a showing off exercise. It's not. It's just to say, okay, I know a group of people who are fun. I know a group of people who like to play. I know people who like to do cool stuff. But when they talk, you definitely would hear things that make sense. Period. And let's move into today's episode. So, it was last week. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? Yeah. I was just thinking about stuff, and this just became clear in my head. All right. We have things that we are pursuing. We have goals, we have visions and stuff, and we have a picture. So, okay, at some point in time, we should have done this, we should have done that, we should have gotten to this point in our lives and stuff. But along the way, things become shaky, things become sketchy, and it begins to seem as if, oh, this plan that we had for ourselves is not, you know, coming together again, and our focus begins to shift. Our gaze begins to, you know, deviate from the original goal and vision that we had for ourselves. And to an extent, it's not a very, very bad thing, because we're humans, and it's a human thing for focus to get shifted once in a while, especially when things do not go the way we expect them to. But I'm here today to paint a A picture that a lot of us may have seen, but we did not pay so much attention to. I'm going to paint that picture with an analogy. If you have been around infants, babies, closely, you may have noticed or not, but babies have this kind of fixed gaze. I don't know if it's an ability that they possess, but in the early stages of their life, they are colorblind, so they cannot differentiate color. So probably everything they see is black and white. And for babies, when they see something of interest, it doesn't matter whatever is happening around them, they fix their eyes on that thing. So it could just be a light bulb, or it could just be a person that is smiling at them. They just fix their eyes on that person throughout, like for a period of time. You can be calling the baby's name, you can be trying to get the baby's attention, but that baby's eyes are just fixed on that thing of interest, on that object of interest at that point in time. I want us to have that at the back of our minds when things do not go our way. Let's see those things as, okay, things would obviously not always work out the way we expected them to go. Things would not obviously, the road would not always be as smooth as we expect. But let our gaze be fixed so that regardless of the distraction, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the situations, and you may be like, it's easy to say this thing and another thing for you to actually practice. Yes, that's the truth. But it is a doable action. It is something that can happen. It's something that you can actually do. If you encounter situations, if you encounter problems, what are you looking at? Are you still remembering the vision that you've had? Or are you fixed on the challenges you're encountering? Are you looking at your goals, remembering, oh, okay, this is why I'm doing this, this is the reason why I want to do this? Or are you looking at the circumstances that are not favorable to you at that point in time? Fixing your gaze on visions and your goals would help you a whole lot, would save you the trouble of distractions. Yes, distractions will come, but what you do when those distractions come is to fix your gaze. So, as the week ends and May progresses, where is your gaze? Fix your gaze. Fix your gaze on your visions. Fix your gaze on your goals. And I hope this makes sense to you. I really, really hope this makes sense to you. If you know anyone who would also want to listen to this, please be sure to show them how you got here. Until you hear from me again, beautiful people, next week. Ciao.